A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up unto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm, here in his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd he feeds his flock. In his arms he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be, conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted in fire? But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed, one mightier than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of the Lord. These words are taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Comfort. Whether you know this or not, the leading number one reason why a married couple will get a divorce is because of a lack of communication. You would think that a couple who are married would have tremendous communication. But it happens that perhaps they don't talk to each other. They don't tell what's going on with each other. Some will say as well that they give no words of encouragement. I remember one of the episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond, which I love that show, in which Deborah and Raymond were in the bedroom, and all that Deborah wanted to ask Raymond was a question. And when she said, "Raymond," he said, "I'm sorry." It was an automatic response. And she said, "That's not what I'm doing. I'm not getting after you for anything, but I want to ask a question." We do like to receive words of comfort and consolation, but perhaps we don't hear it very, very much. But what we heard today in our first reading is that God indeed extended comfort and consolation to the people of Israel. Our first reading for today, as it was last Sunday, is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, as we are into our second Sunday of Advent. If you recall, last Sunday, the passage was taken from the third part. People of Israel were coming back to their kingdom. But what they saw disheartened them, and they asked themselves the question, why did this happen? They came to the realization themselves it was because of their own sinfulness in turning away from God. They broke his covenant. Now, our passage today is taken from the second section, the very beginning of it. It is in this section that God makes known that sometime they will be returning to their homeland. Not necessarily right away, but it will happen. And the very first words that God communicates to Isaiah is this: give comfort to my people Israel. There are two things important in the passage we heard proclaimed, two things that God does. First of all, he's going to forgive them of their sins. Their guilt for their sins will be taken away. But he's asking from them that when they return to him, they make a straight highway for him to come into their lives and into their hearts and souls. Because they had violated the covenant and broke it, they had turned away from God. So in creating a straight highway, he says, take the mountains, the joys that you have in your life, in which you think that you could have done all this by yourself, bring them down. But in the valleys where you've turned away from God and when you don't recognize God is in your midst, fill those valleys in so you can make a straight highway for God to come to you. God is giving the comfort and consolation to his people Israel. Because of their sins, he is going to forgive. He will take away the guilt. But you need to prepare a highway for your God to come to you. And the second thing that we heard at the end of the passage is that he is going to lead the people to Israel. People who are held in exile will now come home. But the ironic thing is, it's not someone that they're going to believe who they think it's going to be, but rather it is their adversary who's going to let them return and establish their kingdom once again. But God, through him, will lead his people back to their homeland, their kingdom, the kingdom of Israel. We have suffered a lot over these past 10 months with this coronavirus, not only here in our own community, but our nation and world. People have gotten the virus, and we know who they are, most likely. We know the people who care for them, those who work 24/7 to give them health once again. You as a family member have been affected. People have been isolated in their homes, wondering what they can restore to an average normal life once again. So I'm thinking that perhaps the words that we heard today from the prophet Isaiah can be a tremendous help to us. Give comfort to my people, Israel. God is indeed with us. And I hope that this Advent season, not only for me, but for our community, our nation, and world, will be one of hope. God cares for us. God gives us comfort and consolation in our need. And he gives the hope that one day we can put this behind us. Let us pray that this Advent season will help you and me to come back to God who gives comfort and consolation, who calls out to come back to him, make a straight highway to come, so that when we celebrate Christmas as best as we can, we know the Prince of Peace is with us, and he will give us health, and he will give us hope.